This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechta Shabbos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Kiro shehesikua bekashu begavava.
If a kiro, which is an oven shaped like a large upside down pot with a fire lit inside and two holes on top of it which to place pots to cook, was lit with straw or hay, nois nim aleho tavshil, one may leave a pot on it from before Shabbos, since straw and hay burn quickly and hardly make any coals, there's no concern that one might come to poke them on Shabbos to increase the heat. Begefes uve eitzim, if the kiro is lit with the remainders of squeezed olives or with wood, which make coals that he might come to poke, lo yitain ad sheyigreif, one may not leave a pot on it from before Shabbos unless he first scoops out the coals, o ad sheyitain es ho'efer, or covers them with ashes, which will remind him not to poke them. Beishamai oimrim chamin avalo tavshil. Even so, Beishamai said, one may only leave on it a pot of water, which only needs to preserve its heat, but does not improve with cooking. Ubeis Hillel oimrim chamin vitavshil. Beis Hillel said that one may also leave on it a pot of food. Beishamai oimrim noitlin avalo marzirin. Beishamai said that the above precautions allow one to leave the pot on before Shabbos, but not to return the pot once it has been taken off the kira. Ubeis Hillel oimrim af machzirin. Beis Hillel says that following the above precautions, one may even return the pot, provided that he had intentions to return it and or he did not put it down. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechta Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Tanur shehesiku bekash ubegavava, a tanur which is shaped in a way to make it even more heat efficient, even if it was lit with straw or hay, lo yitain bein mitoichai bein me'al gabav, it is forbidden to leave a pot inside or on top, kupach shesikua bekash ubegavava, a kupach, an oven the same as a kira, but with only one hole on top, so it's more heat efficient, and was lit with straw or hay, hareze kikirayim, has the status of a kira, which is permitted, begefes uveitzim, if it was lit with olive remains or wood, harehu ketanur, has the status of a tanur, which is forbidden even if the coals were scooped out or covered with ashes. And that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Ein nois nin beitzo b'tzad hamecham b'shvil shetizgalgil. On Shabbos, an egg may not be placed near a hot water urn to be even slightly cooked from its heat. Velo yafki ena besudarin. It also may not be cracked into a cloth that was heated by the sunlight to be cooked by its heat. Rebyesi mater. Rebyesi permits this. Velo yitmineno bechoil. It may not be buried in the sand. Uba avak derochim. Nor hot dirt of the road, bishvil shetitzola, in order for it to be cooked by its heat. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, Maise she'osu anshe Tveria, ve'viu silain shel tzoinein l'toich ama shel chamin. The people of Tveria ran a pipe of clean, cold water through the hot springs, which were dirty, to pour out at the other end clean, warm water for bathing. Amru lohen chachamim im bashabos kechamin shehuchmu bashabos. The chachamim told them that although they had set everything up from before Shabbos,
so that the water would get heated by itself on Shabbos, it is still has the status of water that was heated on Shabbos. Asurin berechitza ubishasiya. Therefore, on Shabbos, it is forbidden to bathe or drink from it. Beyantiv kechamin shehuchmu beyantiv asurin berechitza umutarim bishasiya. On Yantiv, it is forbidden to bathe one's entire body in it, but permitted to drink it. Mulyar hagayuv, a mulyar, which is an urn with a pocket for hot coals on its side, once the coals have been removed, shaisen heimenu bashabos, one may drink the hot water from what was left inside from before Shabbos. Antiki is an urn with a pocket for hot coals beneath it. Afal pisha grufo ein shaisen mimeno. One may not drink the hot water left inside from before Shabbos, since it gets so hot from the coals below that it continues to heat the water even after the coals have been removed. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey, Hamecham Shepinohu, if an urn was removed from the fire and emptied of its hot water, Lo yitein l'toichei tzainin b'shvil sheyichamu, one may not add a small amount of cold water to it on Shabbos, since the metal walls are still hot enough to cook the water. Avol noisin hu l'toichei o l'toichei kois kedei lavshiran. However, one may add so much cold water that the hot metal walls will only make it lukewarm, or pour a large amount of cold water into a cup of hot water to make it lukewarm. Ho ilfis vakedera shehaviran merusachin, even after a pot or pan was removed from the fire, lo yitein l'toichan tavlin, one may not add spices to it, since the spices will cook from the remaining heat. This is called kli rishon. However, once the hot food has been transferred to a bowl, or a serving dish, one then may add spices. Rabbi Huda said that one may add spices even to a kli rishon. Chutz midaver sheyesh bo chaymetz, Votzir, provided that it does not have vinegar or fish brine, which aid the cooking process. And that's the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechta Shabbos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Ein noisnin kli tachas haner l'kabu bayas hashemen. One may not put a cup beneath an oil lamp on Shabbos to catch the dripping oil. Since the oil is muksa, and one will not be able to move the cup after it catches the oil, therefore, it is considered like attaching the cup to its place on Shabbos. V'im nisanei mibayim mutter, one may put the cup there before Shabbos. V'ein ne'aisin mimenu, but one may not use the oil that drips into it. L'fi she'enai min hamuchan, since the oil is not prepared for use on Shabbos. It was meant to be burnt by the candle and is therefore muksa. Metaltalin ner chodosh, one may move a new lamp on Shabbos, aval lo yoshan, but not a used one. A used one becomes muksa machmas mios, which means disgusting and unfit for any other purpose. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, kol haneirois metaltalin chutz min haner hadaylik b'Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon said that one may move any unlit lamp. Noisnin kli tachas haner l'kabel nitzaitzis. One may place a dish beneath a candle to catch falling sparks. V'lo yitein l'toichai mayim, but one may not put water in the dish even from before Shabbos. Mipnei shehu mechabe, since one might come to put water in on Shabbos and extinguish the sparks. That's the end of Mishnah Vav.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.